talk about iconic voices. Earlier in the year, we caught up with Bill Withers, the soul music legend made famous by many classic hit songs. Lean on Me, one of them. Just the two of us, lovely day. We talked to Mr. Withers while he was touring in support of Still Bill. It's a film that documented Withers' exceptional life, his career, his music, of course. Here's John Hockenberry. He asked Bill to describe the 70s when he was at the height of his musical creativity and fame.
Well, I don't know if I ever was that big a star. I've probably gotten more attention since I stopped doing it than when I was doing it. When I was doing it, mostly I played small clubs, which were like my favorite. But I think that the fact that some of this subject matter translates between generations. I mean, grandmothers ain't ever going out of style. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
And there's nothing but classic in this tune right here.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
You know, that's such a very sparse arrangement. It's just you and a guitar and a bass, right?
Well, that was basically me and the MGs. Remember Booker T and the MGs?
Sure.
That's me and the MGs minus Steve Cropper. Steven Stills filled in because Steve Cropper couldn't make it. That ain't a bad band to get started with.
The thing about that song for me, Bill Withers, is that song is so nakedly emotional. Like, it's just completely and totally heartfelt. And that's not an easy thing to musically express, something that seems personal to me when I hear you singing it.
Did it make you see something?
It made me feel something.
I'm kidding with you.
There ain't no sunshine when Celeste is gone from this studio, I can tell you.
That's because I turn off the lights.
I would think so. Celeste sounds like a very cheerful person.
So, you know, part of the story in Still Bill is really the difficulties and the changing world for African-American musicians. Do you think the world is a better place for black musicians today?
Man, hopefully it's a better place for everybody. Yeah, I would say so, because the young people that have come along, people like Jay-Z and P. Diddy and all those people, they really are good business people, and they're into ownership of what they do. A long time ago, they just buy them a Cadillac and, you know, and give them some pocket change, you know.
Celeste and I were talking about our favorite Bill Withers tunes, and we were saying that these songs are like friends.
Yeah, they become like part of your history, yeah.
They're almost your babies. Do you have a favorite?
No, but a lot of times I'm not necessarily identified with the songs. They're just songs. I'll tell you a funny story. One Sunday morning, I decided to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle and indulge my need for cholesterol and fried stuff and, you know, just do it up at Roscoe's. And there were these ladies sitting in this booth next to me, and they were talking about this Bill Withers song. So I thought I'd have some fun, so I stuck my head over the booth, and I said, you know what, ladies? I said, I'm Bill Withers. And they said, no, you're not. You're too light-skinned to be Bill Withers. You don't even look like Bill Withers.
So legacies are really unimportant.
So the songs kind of go on their own, which is fine with me. It saves me a lot of trouble, you know.
You can eat his chicken and waffles in peace. That's Bill Withers. More from the best of 2010 coming up.